You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Auckland Council has implemented a target tax nicknamed the bed tax, which has increased rates on homes that uses services such as Airbnb to generate extra revenue. Council figures show that some properties are making up to $80,000 a year tax-free from tourism. However, many homes make significantly less than this, but face a 200 to 300% rise in rates. Critics, such as the Auckland Commerce Commission, say that applying business tax rates to small accommodation providers is nothing more than a wealth tax. I spoke to tax expert Terry Butcher, asking him what exactly is this bed tax?
Well, bed tax is actually a misnomer. It is actually a targeted rate. What the Local Government Rating Act allows local government councils to target specific rates for specific purposes, and the bed tax, as it's been called, is one of these. It is targeting certain providers of accommodation in certain areas, and the funds will then be used to fund the main Auckland Tourism Board, ATEED, as it's called.
And so this tax is being applied to now online providers of accommodation. How does it compare to the taxes that traditional B&Bs have been seeing?
Good question. B&Bs they would have been caught under the normal rules, is my understanding. Are you talking about income tax and GST or the rating?
Probably both, as they are a business, and so they're probably treated as one under the tax system.
Yes, they would. I mean, as a business, they're all subject to income tax, and if they exceed the $60,000 threshold of sales, then they're subject to GST at $60,000 in a 12-month period. And then if a B&B is run as a commercial operation, yes, it would be then subject to the commercial higher rates level.
So when we're talking about Airbnb themselves have said that the hosts are mainly mum and dad hosts and, you know, don't see as many people as what a commercial B&B usually is. How similar is Airbnb to a small business?
Well, the answer to that is how long is a piece of string. It really does vary, and the rates that these targeted rates sort of take that into account. At one end of the spectrum, someone is running an Airbnb operation that could just simply be, we've got a spare room, 30, 40 nights a year, we'll put it on Airbnb. To the other end, we've got a separate little unit, and we're using that all the time for Airbnb. So that's the spectrum they're covering. And the targeted rating works differently at either end of the spectrum.
And so you mentioned one end is a few nights out of the year and then another one is a commercial operation. The council has put your first 28 days are free and then depending on how long it's occupied, there's a different rate. Are these spectrums that the council has divided it in somewhat arbitrary, or do you think there's some reasoning behind it?
There will be some reasoning behind it, but yes, any line you draw in the sand is always arbitrary, and the real issues that people have are when they're on just on the wrong side of the line as far as they're concerned. The 28 nights a year is barely once a fortnight, a little bit over once a fortnight if you look at it in those terms. But the next group the next rating valuation is between 29 and 135 nights, which is a very big spectrum. Now, arguably, you might say that someone at that 29, that's too wide a group, and that sort of covers someone who maybe only does just once a week for 30, 40 weeks a year. They're in the same bracket as someone who's doing two every weekend as well. So it's a big span, and these things are always arbitrary. If they're in that bracket I mentioned, 29 135 nights, it's a 25% of the targeted rate will apply, but only if they're in two areas which cover most of Auckland, except the area that's excluded is the Franklin District, Great Barrier, Papakura, Rodney and the Waitakere Ranges. There's never a charge for those people. They're not within the targeted rates.
And so how common is it to see a 225 increase in any sector in terms of their taxable rate?
Well, yeah, that is a bit of a shock, but it's a combination of two things, bear in mind. One, they are running a business. And it's also probably an effect of the valuation that's gone on, because the rating is driven off valuations, and if there's been significant valuations increases over time, which there have been, then yes, you might get an unexpected charge rise. Those people who've got that at the top end, they are pretty much, that's people who are on doing more than 180 nights a year, booked a nights a year, or have said they are. And so that, you've got to bear in mind that they are, you've got to think about the people who are not in Airbnb or maybe hotel and running traditional B&Bs. They're competing against these people and running businesses. And so they'd be feeling a bit, they probably feel, well, it's not fair that we get these and these people running Airbnb don't. So you see how it trades off. There's always a trade-off on these things.
Absolutely. But is it justifiable to have 225% increase, even if there is competition?
That's, I guess if I was an Airbnb provider, no, I'd not be at all happy about that. But if that was what the market was providing in there, and you've got to compare what is that. Yes, 225% sounds like a lot, but what is it in relative terms? But what is it in absolute terms? I think someone I saw, there was a number there, went from 4,500 in rates to 13,000. That's a big increase indeed. But you look back and they're doing 180 nights a year. Has it really made that much difference to the profitability of their business? Arguably not.
Yeah, that's a really fair point. So,
those are the numbers, I believe, are GST inclusive. So if they're doing that level of accommodation, they'd be able to recover the GST on this. So that sort of ameliorates the effect a little bit.
So that would be, what, 12.5 or 15% now?
It's GST inclusive would be, if you're talking GST inclusive, so roughly at 15% GST, a GST inclusive amount is about 13% overall of an amount as a sort of rough and ready guide.
Well, that's very good for the people out there who are not super up on their tax percentages like I. So moving on to consumers, to what extent will the tax affect consumer choice in the tourism market?
Well, it will have effect. Tourists are price sensitive. And let's be honest about it, New Zealand, and we have to acknowledge this, New Zealand is an expensive place to get to. And so if you're looking after the dollars, it's going to have a flow-on effect for those who are looking to stay in there. You'd still think that the Airbnb providers might have a competitive advantage, still hold a competitive advantage even after a rates increase. I doubt whether any of those providers, I certainly wouldn't, would wear the total cost themselves. There will be price increases to reflect that. But you'd still think that if they've got a really smart unit in, say, for a self-contained place in Waiheke on Waiheke Island, that's still going to be very attractive in a place where there's very little alternative accommodation, you know, good quality hotel accommodation, you might say.
Absolutely. And in terms of competition, only half of the number of listings on Airbnb are actually affected by this new tax, as it only affects homes or self-contained units, not rooms.
Yes.
In terms of design, how fair is that?
Well, no, that's just reflecting that a commercial business is generally run out of a commercial building is dedicated to the running of that business. So it's a substantially bigger scale of operation. If you're on your other hand, if you're just running a bedroom, in a way you'd be encouraging people to make better use of their accommodation and fill a need that Auckland will have as a tourist destination. So sometimes being lenient on that, if it's just a side effect, and councils don't lose out entirely because they're still getting the residential rates on that.
And is it up to tourism to fund the infrastructure that this tax has been justified for?
Well, that, I think, is where the tourism operators are saying is that hotels get, I think I saw one statistic say we get about 9% of the benefit for it. The rate has been targeted to meet all of the AT, and is that entirely fair that there will be, this is Auckland Tourism Events and Economic Development. Tourism operators might say, well, we don't get all of the benefit from paying all of this tax, and that is a problem from their end. Like, I have sympathy for them in saying, well, hang on, we're coughing this up, but we only get 9-10% of the overall benefit, so that's not entirely fair. Problem is, local governments are very restricted in how they can raise tax. So they have to be very specific in this instance. They say, we're going to have a targeted rate and it's going to be for this activity. And if it can cover a broader range than perhaps the people who are funding it would accept.
What should hosts do if they still have bookings for well into March next year, but they dispute their level of tax that they've been given?
Carry on disputing is the first thing. Use your rights. It would appear in some cases that people may not have been fully, may not have been realized that they responded in time. And if they didn't respond in time, they were going to get whacked with the full 100% rate. The difficult part is, and it's not clear what happens here, is let's say that you were expecting to do 180 plus nights a year, but for whatever reason, it falls away below that level. What happens then isn't clear in my mind. So I would expect there would be some disputes and claims for rebates coming up further down the track. Obviously, if you've got a chance, try and price in the increase. You'll have to make a call as to how far you can push that, and that's always an issue with something like this. But basically, if you're not happy about it, stand up for your rights and use the ability to dispute it with counsel.
Excellent. Well, those are some great thoughts. Thank you very much. Do you have anything that you'd like to add to our conversation today?
One other thing we've talked about, we focused on the rates, but yep. the other group of people have been watching this with great interest are Inland Revenue. And people who, I would assume that everybody who has complained is compliant with Inland Revenue. If not, they will be getting a call shortly. But Inland Revenue monitors all Airbnb sites. So don't think, because it's online, Inland Revenue can go to Airbnb and say, we want a list of all the providers, people who provided accommodation in New Zealand. And Airbnb is duty bound to provide that. So if you think it's I'm only going to do one night, maybe a night of a month, a couple of nights a month, no one's ever going to notice, think again.
Okay, well, hopefully not too many people need that advice, but very good to know. Excellent. Thank you so much, Terry.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.